the lost son, or our Father's love for us. If we come to understand how much our Heavenly Father truly loves us, it will lift the scales from our eyes and we will fall totally in love with Him. That kind of love for Him is what He created us for and what He longs for. But as we humans in our sinful state grow up, we end up with an increasing inability to come close to our Heavenly Father. Prophet and King David understood that so well when he wrote in Psalm 8 this surprising statement. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength to silence your enemies and the avenger. You see, if we grown-ups do not love and praise our God anymore because of wounds of our hearts, our God will get the love that He yearns for from little children. And when He receives love, He becomes strengthened, just like we grow stronger when deeply loved. Such love will also block the avenger, Satan, from undermining our ability to trust our God and Father. Does God's word not say, perfect love casts out all fear? And I also have to think about the need to be holy when God says, be holy because I am holy. Without a certain level of holiness, it just is not possible to love God very much at all. I can now also so clearly understand why the Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians 3, verses 14 through 20, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, after whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might in the inner man through His Spirit, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, so that you, rooted and grounded in love, may know and understand with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height of the love of Christ that is beyond comprehension, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Questions to discuss. And please pause the audio Bible teacher after each question and discuss it. Can you talk about the amazing thing that we become healthy and strong when deeply loved? If God looks like us because He created us in His image, would our Heavenly Father then not also become stronger when we love Him affectionately? Do you notice that Psalm 8 states that God indeed obtains strength from love through praise? Do you notice that Paul writes how we will be strengthened with might in the inner man if we receive such a revelation of how awesome God's love for us is through our Lord Jesus? Our God has given Case Hook a ministry of reconciliation, bringing men back and closer to the heart of their Heavenly Father. He has given him a lot of understanding of how much our God loves us. This is not easy to communicate for a man, but the Holy Spirit is an expert at this and will reveal to you how much He loves you if you ask Him. if you ask Him. Jesus also found various ways to make us better understand this awesome love that we can hide in. So He told us a story of the love of a father when his son left because he wanted his own life and ended up lost, and then came back again. Luke 15. Then all the tax collectors and sinners gathered around Jesus to hear him, but the Pharisees and scribes complained, "This man goes around with sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. There was a man who had two sons. And the younger one said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of what you have that I will inherit." So the father gave him his portion of his livelihood. And in a few days, that son collected his things and journeyed to a faraway country where he wasted his possessions with lavish spending. But when he had spent all, a severe famine came in that land, and he became needy and hungry. So he found work with a citizen of that country, who sent him into his fields as a herder of his swine. He would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, but no one gave him anything. When he finally came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have plenty of bread, but I'm starving with hunger? I will go to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Will you make me a hired servant, please?' So he left and came to his father. But when he was still a great distance away, his father saw him already coming and had compassion for him. He ran to him, threw his arms around him, kissing him. Then the son said, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven. I have sinned against heaven and you, and I do not deserve to be called your son anymore.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Then get the fatted calf and butcher it, and let us eat and be merry, because my son was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and he is found.' And they had a merry feast. His older brother was still in the field, and when he came to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants what this all meant. And he said to him, 'Your brother has come home, and because your father has received him safe and sound, your father has killed the fatted calf.' But the brother became angry and would not go in. Therefore his father came outside and pleaded with him. But he said to his father, 'Look, these many years I've been serving you, I never transgressed your commandment at any time, and yet you never gave me a young goat that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this son of yours comes home, having wasted all your possessions with harlots, you killed the fatted calf for him?' And the father said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that I have belongs to you. It was right that we should celebrate and be glad, because your brother was dead and has become alive again. He was lost and is found.' questions to discuss. Is it not rude to ask your father to give you your inheritance already while he still lives? Is it not amazing that his father even gives him his share of what he owns? Jesus, of course, was talking about our Heavenly Father. And is it then not amazing that God gives us what we want? The Father knows, of course, what the Son is planning to do with all his money, but he lets him make his own choices anyway. Could it be that the Father does not want to judge his Son before he acts out his desires? Is here maybe a parallel with the choice God left for Adam to obey him or not, when he told him not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Why would God give us that choice to disobey him and thus dishonor him? Does God maybe give us that choice to find out if we truly love him? Because without a choice, he can never be sure if our love is real. Is love not a gift, and a commitment rather than a feeling? Do you notice that the Father sees his Son coming when he still is far away? And did he see him by chance? Or may the Father have been looking out for him all along? When did the Father start looking for him continually? Is our God so looking for us also, to see when we may come home? Is the Father a little bit happy when his Son has returned, or is he excited? Is it possible that the Father gave the Son his inheritance so that he could fail him, but hopefully would return? Do you think that this younger son will now love his father more than ever before? Will that then increase the father's happiness, joy, and strength? Do you see the huge difference between the response of this father, an image of our God, and the response of the older son? Is that son maybe an image of us, in our lack of compassion, godliness, and willingness to love under all circumstances? End of this lesson.